That week in October was sullen and dark. There's a sorry recluse, and it's by Regent's Park. In a Georgian hotel, not exactly exquisite, I'm drowning my sorrows for the length of my visit. I wake in the morning to my greatest of fears. The shade of my cheeks was from vodka and tears. I stand by the sink, but I can't bear to face the reflection before me, that fucking disgrace. I pause for a minute and perch on the bed, fight back the vomit and cradle my head, cuss at myself before pulling together and stepping outside to the welcoming weather. The Baker Street station is bustling and busy. The dash for the train leaves me nauseous and dizzy. The journey itself is a silent affair, and I strive to avoid the compulsory stare. I drink to the thought that the day's nearly over. 11 a.m. and I'm no longer sober. I cling to your neck as I moisten my lips, and I've made it my choice, 'cause I can't get to grips. Silently slumping, the others outside, my forehead is thumping, I swallow my pride. The haze that descends is a keen substitution, but it proves at the end an unworthy solution. By late afternoon, it has come to a close. The stench of the drink makes sure everyone knows. The onlookers wince as I shudder and swig. I'm soon well aware of the hole that I dig. A far cry from pleasant, I wouldn't advise it. A nasty old bastard, but everyone buys it.